You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are about to pick it up here today in Revelation chapter 9. We've been in this book for quite some time now. We're about to look at the fifth trumpet, Revelation chapter 9. Here on the radio, we're starting chapter 9. For more information, again, on this ministry, or if you do not have a church, we'd love to, well, I do welcome you and invite you to come out to Island Community Church. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, in the meantime, we're in Revelation. We're about to look at the fifth trumpet. We've been going through the trumpets here. The seventh seal was in chapter 8, verse 1. He opened the seventh seal and it says, there was silence in heaven for half an hour. Now, in verse 6 of Revelation 8, we start with the seven trumpets. The first trumpet, we see a third of the earth burned up, and we see hail and fire. At the second trumpet, there in verse 8, we see a meteor strikes the water, and a third of the sea turns to blood. We see a third of the sea life dies, and a third of the ships destroyed. Now, I made the comment in the last program that the environmentalist was going to have a serious problem with this, and I say that just based on what I see today, and that is there are so many environmentalists out there who worship the creation instead of the one who created it all. Now, you and I are called to be good stewards of God's creation. However, you and I are to worship Almighty God and Him alone, the triune God. We worship God in the Spirit through Jesus Christ, God's Son, who is the door. It says in John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door, Jesus said. All those who enter in by me will be saved. That is, calling on the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Bible says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Everyone who bows the knee to Jesus Christ, receives Him as their Lord and Savior, turns and repents of their sin, and calls on the name of the Lord, the Bible says, will be saved. And that is what you and I are called to do, receive Jesus Christ. God said, the Lord Jesus said, who is God, He says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And if you believe in Him, then you'll do what He says. You'll keep His commandments. You'll turn and repent of sin. You will walk away from your old lifestyle, leave it behind, and start going in the other direction. So let's move on here. Second trumpet. Now, I just say that because we are called to be good stewards of God's creation. However, you are called to worship the Creator, not the creation. Now, the fourth trumpet, we see a third of the sun struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars. And this is where we leave. This is where we left off in our last program, Revelation chapter 8, starting in verse 12. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of all the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. All right, so the fourth trumpet brings a third of all light struck, the sun, moon, and the stars, so that, well, they went dark. Verse 13, and I saw, and I heard an eagle flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe for those who dwell on the earth, for the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound. So that's one woe each for each blast of the trumpet. And as we get into chapter 9, boy, we can certainly see what this angel was worried about. This angel was worried about what's going to happen next right here in chapter 9, verse 1. Then the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star having fallen out of heaven to the earth. And the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit was given to him. And he opened the shaft of the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a burning furnace. And the sun was darkened, and the air from the smoke of the shaft. So what do we have here? We have a star fallen out of heaven. Reminds me of something that the Lord Jesus Christ said back in the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, where it says in verse 17, it says, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And Jesus said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And he went on to say, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice rather because your names are written in heaven. That's Luke chapter 10, verses 17 through 20. What a scene this is. Can you imagine this? We're going to get more into this here in a second. But first, who is this angel? Is it Satan? Now, I do not know the answer to that. I would guess no. Now, perhaps we'll know more as we progress here. Now, meanwhile, here on planet Earth, we have seen these mysterious giant holes suddenly appear. And it makes me wonder. And I know other people, too, follow this book. People who are curious with all the evil going on here in the world. Are we living in this time right now? Are we living in the tribulation? This one text right here, Revelation chapter 9, leads more people to seriously question if indeed we are living in this time here right now. Have you seen these giant holes appear? And the most significant holes have appeared in a place known as, now I am not joking, the name of the place is called the end of the world, Siberia. Research that sometimes. Go into your Google or whatever search that you have on your computer and research the end of the world, Siberia. That's the name of this place. Now, in the end of the world, Siberia, these giant, mysterious holes have appeared, and it makes you wonder whether or not this text has already happened. And then on top of all that, here today, here you see all this craziness in the world. You see, I say the word today, zombie, what do? See, we laugh today because, it's everywhere. There's apps you can download that are zombie apps. There's zombie apocalypse. Have you heard that figure of speech? There's zombie this, there's zombie that. Why? Because of all these crazy people out here. I read about this one guy who they found naked on a highway on-ramp in Miami and eating somebody else's face. And the guy was crazy. But as it turns out, the guy drove his Lexus there. parked his car. He was a normal, everyday guy. He drove his car there. What happened? I don't know. You have to, these things make you wonder, are we living in this time right now with all of these crazy zombies out here doing crazy things? You have to wonder, has this happened already? Has the Lord already sent this angel down here with the key to the bottomless pit and has opened it up and has let all these demons out here? Let's read a little bit more about these demons here. Then out of the smoke came forth locusts to the earth. Now, this is not a locust, you see, because these locusts here have a king, where we see here, out of the smoke came forth locusts. Power was given to them as scorpions of the earth have power. Now, I'm going to have to skip here to make my point, and then we'll look more at this tomorrow. It says in verse 11, Revelation 9:11, it says, they have king, or having as king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek has the name Apollyon. Now, we read in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 27, it says, locusts have no king. Here, these do. Now, I say this is not literally locusts. These are demons that have a king over them. The king over them is the angel of the bottomless pit. Whether or not that's Satan or not, very well could be. It doesn't matter. The question is, has this already happened? Has this happened? Are all of these, I use the word, zombies? And all this craziness that you see going on? One has to wonder whether or not this has already happened. It would not surprise me if someone had told me, if the Lord told me in a dream that this has happened, I wouldn't scratch my head and be wondering what he was talking about. Now, we're going to pick it up right here in our next study. We're looking at this angel coming down, opening up the bottomless pit, and these locust-like demons coming out of it. We'll pick it up right there. Now, join us tomorrow. Don't miss this program. If you do, go to like my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, or go to the website, WGODontheair.net. Download these programs if you miss them, or if you'd like to hear them again or share them with someone else. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Strong.